Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head girls golf coach Jessica Harklaw, Humboldt head girls soccer coach Rod Mooney, and Humboldt head boys track coach Greg Wickett. The Humboldt girls golf team began their season with a triangular at Spring Valley Golf Course and a match with Pocahontas area at the Pocahontas Country Club. I sat down with Harklaw to discuss last season and the upcoming year for the program.
Yeah, we had a pretty good season, 500. We didn't finish quite where we wanted to at the conference tournament. We really thought we could get third or fourth. Wasn't in the cards that day. Regionals we played at Briggs Woods. Conference was at Boone. Two courses we hadn't played and were not really familiar with. But overall, we had a good season. We had a lot of goals we set from last season, and we set those pretty high, which you kind of want to do, and fell short a little bit on some of them. But other goals we set were really focusing on our mental game, which that was a success because our goal was to not have anyone cry all season, and I think we did it. So that was a good goal that we had. And just our short game, improving on our short game, and we did that last season.
As coach, how do you feel about this program moving into this 2025 season?
Yeah, so we are kind of a younger team this year. Last year I had two freshmen come out, and the year before that I had zero freshmen come out, and so this year I have six freshmen. It's great for our program. Like, we have to have those young kids to start playing now, building skills for the future. I always say, so if you look at all the sports that we have, you know, football, baseball, all those sports have lead up, have middle school, rec, there's lead up. Golf, nothing. There's no middle school, junior high golf. We don't have a rec golf program, unfortunately. So the first day they come to practice is typically their first day ever touching a club. So we have a very short window, 2.5 weeks, to get them to learn a game, not only physically to play the game, but all the aspects of the rules, because also there is no referee. There's no, the girls are their own rule keeper and judge of others to keep the rules. So we got to teach a lot within 3 weeks with no build-up program.
As you mentioned, being a younger team, as far as returning letter winners, who will be in that fold returning to this team coming up for the 2025 season?
I have three seniors that are returners, Macy Birdie, Morgan Mayall, and Asia Anderson. Three seniors returning. I actually have seven seniors. So at least we have, the other seniors have played, you know, played JV last year, got in some meets. So that will also help build the program. It'll help them fill in some spots. And it'll also help them as seniors who have been out for the program with that many young new kids to be good mentors to them and helping teach along the way too, and helping enforce rules and explaining things when they're out playing. I try to pair them up so they're with younger kids so they can be doing some mentoring to those younger ones.
Pretty young team this year. As far as newcomers, has anybody really caught your eye here in the preseason and the lead up to the beginning of the season?
I think it always helps when you get some kids that come out that have, that are just natural athletic skills. When you play other sports, I think it builds into golf. So we got Salem Bonstetter, who's strong, hits the ball well. So we're going to expect some stuff from her. Jada Vanderwall's a sophomore. We're expecting some stuff from her. She's just naturally athletic and can hit the ball really, really well. She's very strong, so she can crush the ball. We just got to fine tune her game, which that comes with playing and practice. Sophia List is just a natural golf swing right off the first practice, which is nice to see. So we do have some younger ones that are picking up quick that can hit the ball pretty well. And just hopefully we got to fine tune some stuff and get everything clicking together.
Coach, what would be, I guess, the strengths of this team going into 2025?
I would say, you know, with having that many seniors out, they got a lot of knowledge. We just need them to have a little more confidence in themselves, because they know what they know with having all that experience, but they're kind of a shy team. So we just kind of need to get them to be more outgoing a little bit, and a little bit more helping the younger ones. You know, with golf, you're on a big course, and me and Coach Short can only be in a couple places. So we just really need those seniors to be helping when they see their teammate struggling with something to jump in and say, hey, I think you're doing this wrong, or hey, try this, which is what we really want them to be doing. And that'll come.
Some of the things, which part of the game has been kind of that focus to improve going into the season?
Yeah, so with the weather, because we've had some snow and we've covered a few days of rules, which there is an extensive amount of rules that the girls have to know, and not only for themselves, but for when they are playing against another team and they see someone doing a rules violation, they have to have the courage to say, hey, that's a 2-stroke penalty. That's a 1-stroke penalty. You did this wrong. Things like that. So we've worked on rules a lot, and we've actually been on the practice screen quite a few days, and we've been getting a lot of our short game fine-tuned, kind of cautious about our putting, what that's going to look like. But hopefully, at least we're getting some repetitions in on the practice screen, learning how to read the greens. A lot of strokes are your putting and your chipping. So that's kind of where our main focus has been so far, is the short game, just because we haven't really been able to get out on the course too much because of the weather and the snow. Hindered a few days. We had the blizzard. Fortunately, we just haven't. We've had to cancel a couple practices because of the weather, or be inside doing rules, and that really slows things down. But I think that's going to be across the board everywhere. All the schools around are in the same boat. So,
and Coach, as far as the conference this year, do you have a feel for how things are going to shape out in the conference?
Clear Lake, I believe, won. They've just been dominant for the past few years. Great program up there. They'll be tough again. I do think they graduated a lot of seniors, so I'm going to guess that they're going to be pretty young as well. Then Clarion had a good program, and Iowa Falls had a really strong program last year, and I think they're kind of, they were younger. He just had a lot of freshmen and sophomores come out that have built their program over there, so Iowa Falls will be really tough this year. And Algona was tough. Us and Algona kind of were neck and neck last year. So I think we'll be kind of competitive with Algona. And that's kind of how I see the conference probably playing out. It'll probably be Clear Lake and Iowa Falls maybe duking out for that first spot.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking the time here, and want to wish you best of luck on the upcoming 2025 season.
Thanks.
The Humble girls soccer team registered their first win of the season on Thursday in a 4-1 win over Wright County Soccer. I caught up with Mooney post-match Thursday to discuss the victory.
Yeah, I thought we did a better job tonight of controlling the ball. You know, that's been a key for us all year. So just making sure that we take care of the ball. I thought our defense did a nice job of pressuring really high and keeping the ball on the offensive end, giving us a lot of chances, you know, so sometimes it's really about how many chances you get. Elsie did a great job on that penalty kick, getting the scoring going. She can really put the ball in from distance sometimes, and it's hard for a goalkeeper to quite understand how hard she's going to hit that ball sometimes, and it just shot right through her hands. And then after that, I thought a lot of our kids did a really good job of pressuring up on their goalkeeper and making some things, some quick decisions, making some things tough on them. Sadie got in the scoring column, Aranza got in the scoring column, and Lily got into the scoring column. And, so one of the things we talked about before the game was that we wanted to get our midfielders involved in some of the offense, and Aranza really did that tonight. I thought she stepped forward and, found herself quite a few opportunities and, was lucky enough to convert on one of them too. So, overall, I thought, probably our best offensive showing for sure, but, really one of our better showings in terms of all team showings this season as well. I think our defense did a pretty good job. We fell asleep on one goal, and playing against the wind kind of creates some.
Yeah, as you can hear it now. We haven't been able to hear it all game being in Thunderbolt.
Yeah, but, yeah. Once we switched the sides, made it a little bit tougher in terms of, controlling the ball. But I thought our kids did a good job, responded to that goal, and got one back ourselves in the second half.
I've seen a match like this after a couple of tough losses against some good competition this year. What's the message to the team moving forward as you go back into NCC play right back Monday against Hampton Dumont Cal?
We want to use this a little bit as a springboard, right? You know, we want to keep the momentum and continue to do the things that we did well tonight. And, I thought we addressed some of the things that we didn't do well in the first two games. So that's got to be the general arc of any soccer season is, we have to you know, address our mistakes, fix those, and try not to make, you know, new ones along the way. And so I thought, you know, I do think our kids did a good job of, you know, we really struggled controlling the ball, you know, in the first couple of games, and we did a much better job of that tonight. We did a better job of finding passes and making runs through their defense. So those are things that we've been, you know, consciously trying to work on in practice. So it's good to see that come to fruition sometimes, and, you know, hopefully we can just kind of keep doing it.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a great victory here today, and look forward to seeing this team back in action in NCC play coming up on Monday.
All right, right back at it.
The Humboldt boys track team won the 2025 Charlie Bunn Relays at Mason Mock Field in Humboldt on Friday, a year after placing second to Algona. The Wildcats were able to clinch the team title in the final event of the night with the 4x400-meter relay as Humboldt's Chase Flaherty overtook Algona's Evan Alley down the final stretch. I caught up with Wickett to discuss the team's victory.
Oh, it was just super exciting. You know, that when things come down to the 4x4 and you have to beat a team in the 4x4 to win the meet, there's nothing more exciting than that. You know, that, and then the 4x4 stepped up and beat a very, very, very good Algona 4x4 and ran a pretty good time. I think we had 3:28, I think is what the time was. That's really good for this time of the year. But, you know, overall, winning events along the way and getting in there for seconds and thirds and fourths, that's where you win a meet, you know. And you know, so it was exciting.
In that 4x4, an event that you had fallen to Algona a couple of times, you know, to finally see them overcome Algona, how big is that?
I mean, that Algona 4x4 is good. To be down into the 320s at this time of the year is pretty great. We kind of changed the order up this week on the 4x4, and with the idea that you got to burn that alley their anchor out a little bit and make him catch you and then hold him off at the end. And Chase definitely did that, and the strategy kind of worked out as good as it could have and in a key time. And some of those guys, that's their last race here on the track, and they stepped up and looked really good.
Well, Coach, final thoughts from performances here to win the Charlie Bunn Relays in 2025.
Well, you know, overall, I think we're right where we need to be. You always want to look good on your home meet, and I think they did what they needed to. They're right where they need to be for the year, and hope we're excited about the rest of the year. You know, some of those times we were running tonight, they could stack up pretty well at the state level. So we're just going to keep grinding the way we have been all year and hope for the best.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.